Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
If you call, I will answer. If you fall, I'll pick you up. And if you call.
We always like to hear from our listeners, and one of the ways that I didn't have this idea, this was a maybe Jeff's idea, Craig's idea, I don't know. Someone along the line had this great idea about having the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. It's really just a answering machine. That's all it is. There's nothing fancy about it. But it's there 24 hours a day and 7 days a week to take your questions, comments, and your criticism, 618-223-8382. And as often as we can, we'd like to respond to the comments that come in over the Issues Etc. comment line. In fact, let's begin with some criticism. That's my favorite kind of comment, by the way. It's about comments I made comparing my vacation recently with the vacations of my colleagues here, Jeff Schwarz, our producer, and Craig Feidinger, our director of business operation.
Well, hi. I never listen to the show. This is Thursday. No, wait, it's Friday, May 25th, and it's about 3:45 St. Louis time. And I was kind of astounded that it was so clearly, he was, you know, Todd, I guess, was so clearly jealous of the man who took a vacation and brought home some pictures. And jealousy and envy is a big sin in the Bible, and he could hardly hold back his bitterness and his contempt that he had to stay home and water his flowers, and then he tried to cover by, you know, oh, but I like those kinds of vacations. But the whole time you could hear it in his voice. My suggestion is that the church pay for a vacation for Todd and his wife, if he can't afford it, and let him send him away somewhere, for even if it's just for 4 days, so he doesn't feel so slighted or I don't know, whatever it was, used or something. But I personally think that if he's going to answer biblical and theological questions, he should keep his personal self out of it. And the other thing he did was dig the other guy. You know, he kind of put some digs out. Oh, your wife does everything for you, everything but, you know, henpecked, he basically said. And it was just kind of unsavory, his character, what was coming through. And, I don't know what kind of a day he's having, but wow, what a first impression I had. Yikes. Bye.
Well, what you heard was actually a conversation between me and Jeff, the producer of this program. That's how we do Friday afternoon's first hour. And Craig is sometimes in there when we let him talk, which is not very often. But what you heard was actually a conversation between us coming off of our vacations, talking about the kind of vacations we had. I guess I'm just not that good at communicating humor. Because what you thought you heard in my voice was jealousy over Jeff's and Craig's vacations, which I hear were fantastic. What I was attempting was humor. Oh, and perhaps a little context would help. I hate to travel. We actually are going to be taking a vacation here pretty soon. My wife and I have a 25th wedding anniversary. We're going to go to Las Vegas. And just ask my wife how difficult it has been for her to get me to get ready for this thing, because I don't like to travel, and I actually do like to stay home. And wish no ill on Jeff or Craig on their fantastic vacations. When we come back, a little bit more to say and more from the Issues Etc. comment line. thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Redeemer Lutheran, Mandeville, Louisiana. Our Savior Lutheran, Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Emmanuel Lutheran, Louisville, Nebraska. Grace Lutheran, Warminster, Pennsylvania. Trinity Lutheran, Valonia, Indiana. Emmanuel Lutheran, Pensacola, Florida, St. Athanasius Lutheran, Vienna, Virginia, and Emmaus Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. IssuesETC.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
By grace I'm saved.
Grace, God's favor because of what Christ has done for you. This is precisely the gift that you will receive at Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church in Strasburg, Illinois. God's grace delivered by the means appointed by our Lord Himself, His word proclaimed and His sacraments rightly administered. Come and receive. Grace, it's not just what we believe, it's who we are. Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church in Strasburg, Illinois.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Disrespect for life affects us all, young and old.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
While we often discuss how respecting the sanctity of human life affects the unborn, these attitudes affect the elderly as well. Like the unborn, they are sometimes dependent and not considered productive members of society. An investigation by one British agency revealed an epidemic of elder abuse in that country. They found cases in which elderly people were left overnight in soiled underclothes, and food was thoughtlessly left out of reach, among other abuses. One investigator called for improvements and emphasized that care services must respect people's basic human rights.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Wednesday afternoon, May the 30th. I'm Todd Wilkin. For the next few minutes, responding to some of your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. Before the break, a criticism of, well, I guess what came across as jealousy to this listener, that I was jealous of Jeff and Craig's vacations. It was, what you heard in my voice was not jealousy. It was, my feeble attempt and failed attempt at humor. I think that's what it was. Now, with regard to Jeff and his wife, I think I remember saying something like, you know, asking Jeff if his wife does everything for him because she'd planned their vacation. She'd made sure that Jeff pretty much didn't have to do anything to see that it happened, which is altogether true. Jeff is nodding his head in there. I did not in any way intend to imply that Jeff was henpecked. In fact, quite the opposite. I think Jeff is waited on hand and foot. And I think that would probably, Jeff would probably concur that he is waited on hand and foot most of the time. Not henpecked, if I know anything about Jeff. Next, a comment from our recent interview with Dr. Walter A. Meyer III about Job.
This is Mary Lynn. I want to comment about the study of Job, the book of Job, and the comments made by a listener about the book of Job. I heard part of the book study. At that time, the pastor said the Lord allowed everything to be taken away from Job, including his children, which was troublesome to another listener. But as I understood him, by the end of the book of Job, the Lord gave everything back to Job, and he gave everything back in double, except the children. And he said he believed, and I like this, he believed because Job would see those children in heaven, he did not give them back to him, but he did get more children, and he got double on his animals and his other assets. And I really like that. I'm hoping that you will say that that is likely. Thank you.
Well, I think it certainly is. That was an interview that we had on the Book of Job with Walter A. Meyer III. And he did end our conversation as we were talking about God restoring Job's fortunes. And he made that point that Job gets everything back in double except family, except his children. He lost all of his children at the beginning of the book. And then he receives the same number of sons and daughters back at the end of the book in the latter part of his life, saying, now look, that is, he says it's really a nod to eternal life there in the book of Job, that the restoration of the family doesn't need to take place. The restoration of the children in double doesn't need to take place. In fact, there is double children. The children who were killed at the beginning of the book and the children who are restored at the end of the book, that's double children. And the reason he doesn't need to have double children at the end of the book is because he's going to get the first ones back in the resurrection. That's Job's hope, and I think that's a great way of reading the restoration of Job. I think it's a very solid way of reading the restoration of Job. Job is a problematic book, and I think it's we got to be honest when we deal with this kind of literature. Not just this kind of literature, but this unique book in the Bible. It creates more questions than it answers. It presents God in a way that we find deeply disturbing. And it presents God's action in our lives in a way that we find deeply disconcerting, because he is not a God in any sense that we can manipulate. If it were the God that many people believe is out there that we can somehow manipulate with our good deeds or our good thoughts or our prayers or our praise, Job would have been able to work out that problem on his own, but he wasn't. God refuses to share his counsel with us, and what he does for our good, he does without asking our permission. You can call the Issues Etc. comment line any time of day or night, 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382, with your questions, your comments, and especially your criticism.